हरे कृष्णा। इवन व्हेन वी विन द रैट रेस वी स्टिल रिमेन रैट्स। टुडेज सोसाइटी इज कैरेक्टराइज्ड बाय कट थ्रोट कॉम्पिटिशन एंड वन ऑफ द मोस्ट वाइडली यूज मेटाफर्स फॉर डिस्क्राइबिंग कॉम्पिटिशन इज अ रैट रेस। नो, रैट्स रन अलोंग द रेस। रैट्स आर सो स्मॉल ऑन द ग्राउंड and they're running as fast as they can, and now even if they reach whatever target they want to reach, they may think as if it's my life depends on it. But after they reach the target, what happens? You know, life still goes on. They still remain rats and they still have to move on in their life. So similarly, with respect to life in this material world, in materialistic consciousness, in this ultra competitive culture, we are all reduced to the level of rats running in a race. Society puts up certain goals, some target posts for us. You know, get this marks, get this college admission, get this job, get this car, get this house, get this spouse. And people rush, people race at breakneck speed to achieve the targets that are set up as life's cherished goals by materialistic culture. Now, even when they get there, what happens thereafter? Actually, you know, there's a little bit of elation. I got it. Some sort of titillation, some pleasure. But after that, the graph of satisfaction just falls down. It's an anticlimax. And the mind's desires then start galloping towards some other object. And they make one race once again. So because achievement, possession, enjoyment, these things don't change our consciousness. And because the consciousness remains materialistic, it always keeps looking for the next material thing. And thus, we stay as rats caught in a rat race. The Bhagavad Gita talks about this in 16.11 and 12, and it says, आशा पाशिस्तैर बद्धा काम क्रोध परायणः। दिस इज इहंते काम भोगार्थम अन्यायेनार्थ संचयान। 16.12 सेज आशा पाश, दैट डिजायर बिकम्स लाइक अ नूज व्हिच नेवर लेट्स गो, एंड दे आर शतैर बद्धा। वन इज बाउंड बाय हंड्रेड्स ऑफ थाउजेंड्स ऑफ डिजायर्स। काम क्रोध परायणः, एंड वन इज काम क्रोध, that one is attached, infatuated by lust, infatuated by anger, parayanaha. So, ihante kama bhogartham, and in this way, for the getting objects of one's desire, anyayena artha sanchayan, one can even trample on ethics, trample on other people's sensitivities and just go in a depraved way for whatever one wants. This is how a person can get distorted and degraded. So, when we recognize this point, that the rat race is a race which will always keep us a rat. Now, for our subsistence, for our success, what we may need to be a part of this competitive world, and we may also have to race forward in its fast-paced culture. But what is important is we don't equate winning the rat race with succeeding in life, with finding happiness in life. We recognize that, okay, this may be a part of life that I have to pursue, but we are meant for bigger things. We are not meant for just achieving one thing and a little elation followed by dissatisfaction, another thing, elation and dissatisfaction, and in the middle, so much frustration because we don't achieve some things. We are meant for something much bigger in life. The Bhagavad Gita explains that at our core, we are souls, and the soul has an eternal loving relationship with the whole, God, Krishna. And the purpose of life is for the soul to connect with Krishna in love. And in that loving reciprocation, which can be through direct devotional activities, which can also be through purposeful, high quality contribution through our activities in this world, through it all we connect with Krishna. And it is that loving connection that will bring satisfaction, irrespective of whether we win in the rat race or not. Our connection with Krishna will help us to rise from being rats to becoming human beings, to becoming transcendentalists, to becoming liberated and reinstated in Krishna's eternal abode for a life of eternal ecstatic love. Thank you. Hare Krishna.